A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Daf Yud Gimel, Nazir 13b, pagination is 26, starting from the fifth line of the page, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Hareini Nazir, behold, I am a Nazir, v'Nazir kisheyiya li bein, as well as a Nazir if I will have a child. We had in the previous session the concept that Tosfos mentioned, that this is an expression of thanksgiving, that if I will have the son that he wants, he's going to be a Nazir as an act of spiritual elevation or thanksgiving. But he worded it, I'm going to be a Nazir now, and I'm going to be a Nazir as an act of thanksgiving. This is actually very beautiful, where the person is not hinging this act of spirituality on when you answer me. I'm willing to do it now, one up front, and one when we have that experience for which I'm looking to express thanks. So how does he handle these two Nazirus that he accepted? So we know generally, we've encountered this, that if a person says that he wants to be a Nazir twice, so he's a Nazir, and then he's a Nazir again, and there's going to be Tiglachas and Karbanos, shaving the hair and bringing the Karbanos in between each one. And we actually encountered a Mishnah where a person was doing this multiple times for a very long time, 30 days, 30 days, 30 days, ongoing. In any case, we're looking at a case of Hareini Nazir and Nazir when I'll have a child. His Chilmona Eshalo, he starts counting the Nazirus of now, Va'achakach Nolad Lobein, and then a child was born to him. So Mashlem Eshalo, he completes the Nazirus that he took upon himself as a now Nazirus. Va'achakach Mone Eshal Beno, and then he counts the one that took effect because he had a child. In between, there is going to be Teglachas and Karbanos, because it's being handled similar to the way the other cases of 30 day, 30 day, 30 day are handled, consecutive Nazirus, but each one holds on its own. By the way, the length of the Nazirus here is not necessarily 30 days. It could be, he said, Hareini Nazir for 12 months. And then, V'Nazir Kisheyiya Libein. But I'm just mentioning that because if he didn't have a child and was saying Hareini Nazir, was his wife pregnant yet? Was she not pregnant? If she wasn't pregnant, so in 30 days, she's not having a child. Gestation by a human being is not that quick. But either she was pregnant or his Nazirus was longer, or he didn't start his Nazirus right away, and by the time he was in middle of his Nazirus, his wife already had a child. So he completes the first Nazirus, and then moves on to the second. The Mishnah continues with a more challenging case. Hareini Nazir kisheyiya li bein v'Nazir. Behold, I will be a Nazir when there will be a child to me. And that's like locking in as the first Nazirus. V'Nazir, and I'm also going to be a Nazir independent of the condition. Right now, he's available to be a Nazir. He doesn't know if his condition is going to be fulfilled or not. And therefore, his chilmona es shalom. He starts counting his own Nazirus. Va'achakach, and what happened was that during his Nazirus, nolad lo bein, the child was born. What should he do? So, because in the wording of his vow, in the wording of his commitment, he first committed himself to the Nazirus for the child because the child was born, and then the Nazirus independently upon himself. Therefore, the Nazirus for the child being born has a priority. Meniach es shelo, umona es shel beno. He leaves his own Nazirus on standby. Whatever number of days he accumulated is great. And now he starts counting the number towards the child condition, Nazirus. Ve'achakach mashlem es shelo. And afterwards, he's going to complete his own Nazirus count, which was held on standby, interrupted, and now he's going to resume it. Now, there is an important principle, which is Ein tekelachas pachos milamid. You don't have a shaving that's less than a 30-day Nazirus. And therefore, this second case is handled in a very distinctively different way than the first case. The first case, he observes one Nazirus, shaves Karbanos, and does another Nazirus, very similar to the cases that we've encountered previously. Over here, since there's an interruption, and now he's resuming the first Nazirus that he was involved with, we're left in an interesting position where if he would do the shaving on the child condition Nazirus, he very well may not have 30 days remaining in the first Nazirus that he's resuming. And it would not work as a true Nazirus. And therefore, the halacha in this case, according to some Rishonim, is that when we say mashlim es shalo, he completes the original Nazirus that he was in middle of, it means without tiglachas, without the shaving, without the interruption. Indeed, at the end, he's going to end up bringing two sets of karbanos, one for his Nazirus and one for the conditional regarding the son Nazirus, but there's not going to be a tiglachas in between. There is a different approach in the Rishonim, which is the Rambam, who holds that there is tiglachas, shaving, after he completes this middle step of Nazirus, the one that was conditional on the child's birth. And then he resumes, as the Mishnah told us, mashlim es shalo. He resumes the Nazirus that he was involved with. And if you'll ask me, you can't have tiglachas less than 30 days. There has to be an accumulation of at least 30 days in order to be counted as a Nazirus in that unit. So the Rambam holds in Nazirus Dalid Gimel, Im nisharu minaziruso, if what's left over from the original Nazirus that he was involved with before the child was born, pachos mishloshim, less than 30 days left to that Nazirus, monashloshim achar Nazirus beno, he would simply have to do a 30-day Nazirus, even though that's not the count that's left for him to do. He's going to have to do that for this other reason, as the Rambam says, she'ein bein tiglachas l'tiglachas pachos mishloshim yom, because it's not going to count as a Nazirus. You can't have shaving closer to the other shaving less than 30 days interruption. And therefore, according to the Rambam, you would do tiglachas on that conditional Nazirus. And if you'll ask me, so how am I going to get my 30 days? That doesn't mean that you should merge the Nazirus into all one, but rather you have a separate requirement to have a full 30-day unit. So again, when the Mishnah says, Mashlim es shalo, he completes the original set at this point, the original days of Nazirus that he observed definitely count, even though he interrupted it now to do the Nazirus for his child's birth, but when he resumes his original Nazirus, according to some Rishonim, you do not do a Tiglachas, a shaving, in between the two. You just merge everything. And there's only one Tiglachas at the end of everything with two sets of Karbanos. According to the Rambam, you would do a Tiglachas after the conditional Nazirus was fulfilled, and then you'll continue with whatever number of days are left in the Nazirus that you started with. And if it happens to be that what's left is less than 30 days, then a full 30 days would be observed, because you don't have, between shaving and shaving, less than 30 days. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.